and welcome to Jason and Ashley's Excellent Adventures. I'm Jason.
I'm Ashley.
Yeah, and we're back on the soundboard, baby.
The second month in a row we're on the soundboard.
Look,
we are not in the car.
Look, I am going to say, and I'm going to say this multiple times, I am so beyond thankful for my best friend and now podcast host, Jeremy Skinner, who helped us get the soundboard. And I like that you keep the music going. Makes it a little bit more excelente.
Sure.
Does it make it more adventury?
Yeah, sure. I was trying to figure out how to say be excellent to each other in Spanish, but I only got about soy excelente, and then I gave up.
That means I am excellent.
Yeah, I'm really good at Spanish.
I think you might just be able to, and I could be completely wrong, and I apologize. You might just be able to say es excelente.
Don't know. I know very little about Spanish. I can say it in French, but not Spanish.
All right. So Jason and Ashley, of course, the podcast where we talk a little bit more personal. And we get a little bit more about our real lives. By the way, GHL intern Kat Brego is in the recording studio right now.
He was bathing earlier.
Yeah, it's not appropriate for work.
No. Highly inappropriate.
Yeah. He looks like he's searching for a bug right now. He should be recording this podcast. Ashley, what are we talking about?
So we have a really interesting topic today. This is another one suggested by our amazing patrons. This is suggested by Frankie Gann, who says... I'm calling this GHL on GHL / creating GHL because he has a bunch of questions about Geek History Lesson and our process. And we do have an earlier Jason and Ashley's Excellent Adventure on podcasting.
How to make your own podcast.
How to do your own podcast. Like we created three different Amazon links where it's like a basic setup, an intermediate setup, and an advanced setup. I will link to that episode in the show notes of this if people want to go back and like listen to that. But we're going to specifically talk about...
You should also link to those little playlists as well. Which it's kind of like...
They're linked in the original show notes as well.
Now, Ashley did a really good job of... I kind of told her everything you basically needed, and then she added a bunch of really cool stuff. And it's basically, if you were to buy most of the stuff in that list, you would be 100% ahead of...
Yeah.
You'd be ahead of, I'd say, 95% of other podcasts.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we're going to go down Frankie's list of questions. And so his first question is, I'm assuming your pronouns based on your name, what failures did you face before the success of Geek History Lesson?
Thank you for... this calling GHL a success.
Yes, thank you so much.
Well, you know, we got to say GHL has ran for 6 years, so that's definitely a success.
7 years.
Most, oh boy.
It's 7 years now.
Wow.
We're in February.
We're not in February now.
No, but I mean, February was our anniversary.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah.
Yes. Most podcasts fail in less than a year.
Yes.
That is actually a true fact. That's a true fact. Go Google it.
Because your first year is really hard.
Well,
because you're kind of talking into the void.
I think the most difficult part of making a podcast is the buildup and recording the first episode. Now, it's so interesting because I just recently re-experienced all of this in our buildup for Jason and Jeremy John about Justice League, which is the podcast that's available at our $10 tier on Patreon. I think it was like Jeremy's second or third podcast, but it was not my first radio. So I was coming to it from the attitude of GHL, and Jeremy was coming to it as like a very different attitude. And it was interesting, and we did butt some heads a little bit, but thankfully so awesome to work with it. It worked out. But a lot of it is just that you're trying to figure out, okay, how do we work together? How often can we record? What's the tone of the show? And I would say that with Jeremy and Jason, we didn't even get the flow or the tone of the show until episode 2.
I will also say that you and I definitely experienced that when we started Geek History Lesson as well, because Geek History Lesson was your second podcast.
It was.
I had never done a podcast. I never even guessed it on a podcast at that point. And
I forget about my other podcast.
Yeah.
I did that podcast for 2 years.
Yeah.
You
can still find it.
I actually think it's down.
Oh, really?
You can find all the accounts, but it was called Box Office Booze. And it was me and Hunter Lemoyne, who was a coworker of mine. We would just have a beer and talk about movies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it was, I will say that the one constant of all my podcasts is I like to be goofy.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just as goofy on that podcast as well. What started are failures, right?
Yeah, failures before the success of Geek History Lesson. If you go listen to any of the first 50 episodes, I think you can definitely hear the failures.
Well, what do you think, Ashley?
And a lot of that is on my behalf.
Since you were coming to it fresh,
yeah.
Baby podcaster. Can I call you a baby podcaster?
Sure.
Okay, 2014 Ashley was a baby podcaster.
Yeah.
What do you think? What were some of the failures of...
That's true. I've been called an expert podcaster on more than one panel.
I mean, you were the face of Twitter podcasting for a while. Are you still?
If you go to marketing.twitter.com and go to podcasting, it's my face.
At the time of this recording.
Yes.
What do you think of the first year? What were some failures of the first year?
The first year for me was really, really hard.
Okay.
Really hard. I used to get very nervous. Mm-hmm. And like, I would feel like ill when we would record.
And see, that's so, I didn't realize that till several years later, which yeah. I felt bad. I'm sorry that I did not make a more conducive environment.
It truly had nothing to do with you. It was a literally lot of my own anxiety. Oh, okay.
It's the exact same environment that we're doing now.
yeah, except it was in our closet.
And way worse mics.
Yeah. A lot of it was, I didn't know how to research for Geek History Lesson.
Okay.
And we had a pretty solid format from the beginning. We definitely have added things and tweaked things over the years, and we've tweaked the way that we try to download information and what we choose to highlight. But like, I was flying pretty blind in the beginning, which is why some of those really early episodes I'm not as satisfied with how they came out. I can viscerally remember how I felt when this happened. We were doing a Spider-Man episode. I don't know what Spider-Man episode it was.
Sure.
And you said, Ashley, who's Kane? And I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kept shaking my head at me. And you were like, you have to say something.
Oh, and then, I remember and that.
Because like I didn't want to seem like I didn't know something. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand. I understand now. If I say I don't know something, it doesn't mean I'm stupid
no
or
big deal.
Bad.
No it's, big deal.
I mean, and then afterwards, you and I were talking about it because I think I freaked out a little bit and I might have cried. Mm-hmm. So I definitely cried a lot in the first year of Geek History Lesson. And that's just my bad coping
now,
mechanism.
Let's be clear on this.
No, that was all me and my anxiety.
You cries because of anxiety, not because I was like shouting
no,
at you.
No, or because
like
I was frustrated with myself.
Okay, okay.
But I remember,
just don't want the listeners to like hate me right now.
No.
Okay.
But I remember afterward you were like, hey, if you don't know, you're like, just make a bad guess. It's fine.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And like, that was a hard learning curve for me.
I want to speak a little bit to that.
Yeah.
I would say that a lot of people don't realize, and it's weird because I think people listen to, thousands of people listen to podcasts, right?
Yeah.
They're one of the most popular
mediums
right
yeah.
now. And, you know, what some people don't realize, and I get it, is that it's just talking. And for people that don't regularly record podcasts,
mm-hmm.
I found... and this was something that I had to, kind of before the first episode on Jeremy and Jason John about Justice League as well, I had to kind of tell Jeremy as well, where I was like, doesn't matter what you say, mm-hmm. as long as you say something. I feel this, the worst thing to happen on a podcast is this.
Yes, that is worse than being wrong. That is worse than saying something out of ignorance and being corrected and having to say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. Yeah.
So, Ashley.
Jason.
I think I'm going to get to it. See, that wasn't that annoying? For me, so when we started Geek History Lesson, and it's something... I mean, look, I'm going to say I've always been a loud mouth since I was a little kid. If you were to talk to GHL guest Bernadette Inman, my mother, she would tell you that I came out of the womb being like, ta-da,
yes.
Which I don't know is 100% true, but I've always been a talkative boy.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess put a microphone into me and I'm just going to keep talking.
Well, you're also a male, so you didn't have that stamped out of you in your development the way women do.
And that's very fair.
And that's definitely something that I've had to unlearn as an adult.
But I find on a podcast... What people come to podcasts for are to feel like they are in the room with you having that conversation.
Where it happened?
Yes, for Hamilton joke, yes. But it's interesting, the interactions with fans that we've had of Geek History Lesson,
mm-hmm.
the thing that I've noticed is that we have had fans come up to us and mention things from specific episodes mm-hmm. that you and I forgot that we mentioned on Geek History Lesson. And at first you're just like, oh, that's weird. How does that stranger know that? But then you think about it for a second. You're like, oh, that's amazing. They remembered that because they liked the episode.
Dude, Ryan Sands does that to me all the time. Yes.
And that goes into this point that I'm saying that it's better to just talk, because the more real you feel, mm-hmm. I think the better your podcast is.
I agree. And I actually think that's...
With warts and all.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, because people are...
So if you don't know who Kane is, just say, I don't know. The guy who fights on the Kung Fu?
One of the clones.
The brother of Abel? A maker of sugar?
The brother of Abel?
Yeah, Cain and Abel.
Yeah. I don't want to add anything to that thought.
I love how you completely passed by David Carradine's legendary television show, Kung Fu, because his main character was named Kane.
Don't know anything about that.
I just don't. Legendary television show starring David Carradine.
Sure. Didn't he? He's dead, right?
Yes.
He died in a bad way,
let's
right?
Not talk, let's yeah. not talk about that.
Can people hear Brego digging in the couch right now?
Would you get to work, you intern cat?
You enjoying this dead air?
So, what else? Does he have other add-up questions about where else should we take this conversation?
His other prompt is a GHL and GHL. I think that's, if we get to episode 1,000, maybe we'll do a GHL on GHL.
Oh, that's too, I think that's very self-serving, so probably not.
And then the rest of his questions have nothing to do with Geek History Lesson. So we can either do a hard pivot or we can keep talking about GHL.
No, let's keep talking about GHL.
Yeah.
I think we should keep talking about GHL. Yeah. I do agree with you that I think that our first year has some rough spots. But again, you know, we were learning what the show is. It mm-hmm. takes time. It's just like any television show.
I was going to say, it's the same thing with narrative.
Yes. Most first seasons of multiple television shows is not the best season, because they're trying, usually by the end of the first season mm-hmm. is where television
shows. Or about halfway through, depending on how many episodes.
Yeah, it all depends. It all depends on like whether 13 episodes, 22 episodes, whatever. But, and I would say the same thing with podcasts. I would argue that if you go back and listen to most podcasts, it takes, I would say, at least 10 to 20 episodes before they're going to like cement in. It's so funny. One of my favorite podcasts, Hello from the Magic Tavern, mm-hmm. definitely takes at least 20 episodes for it to get like really good.
And for the jokes to settle in and yeah. things like that.
Because the first 10 episodes, there are some stinkers in there. And yes. I would say like I think every episode is great, but
hey, we went to see them live.
We did go see them live. They're a very narrative podcast. They're about they're an improv podcast as well. It's about...
What if a D&D party never left the tavern?
Basically, it's about a man from our world, kind of a goofy loser. He falls through a portal at a Burger King and he falls in this mystical land that's basically Lord of the Rings. Mm-hmm. And the joke is that like he just wants to record a podcast instead of trying to find his way home or to fight any of the demons or any of the problems in the land. And the idea is that they always bring in a guest. Mm-hmm. And for about the first 15 episodes... Yeah, sometimes the guests were, or the characters they picked to interview were just not good. But after about episode 20, it was like on fire. It was like every guest they brought on was great.
I was going to say that I noticed that I really loved Welcome to Night Vale when that first started.
Uh-huh.
And at one point I went back to re-listen to the first episode because they referenced something very heavily from that.
Sure.
And... to listen to the first episode again after being like 50 episodes deep into that show, the energy is low.
Yeah.
It's weird. And that show has always been very highly
and
produced.
And I guarantee you,
really great sound
our
effects.
Energy is terrible, I bet, in our first 50 episodes.
And that's a thing that Jason taught me, that the difference that raise your energy doesn't mean yell.
Raising your energy doesn't mean raise your volume.
Yeah. That's a very, that was a hard thing for me to learn mm-hmm. personally.
Yeah.
We also had a long time to learn not to record at night.
Oh, yeah. Because we got into a weird period in Geek History Lesson where the only time we could record for a long time was weeknights after 10 p.m.
Yeah.
And we would try to record like 3 episodes in a row. And by the middle of the second one, it was just dead.
And then the last one dead. Would like never be any good. Now
the last one would always be a bad episode.
Every once in a while, we're recording the evening right now.
Sure.
But this is our Chitty Chat podcast, so it's not quite the same thing. But every once in a while, we'll still record in the evenings, but we never go later than like 10 o'clock tops.
Because I instituted that rule because, I mean, sometimes the late ones would go goofy weird because we'd be so loopy. But most of the time, I found we were so tired that we just wouldn't talk.
Or we'd get snippy.
Yeah, and I think the best GHLs are the ones where we have great conversations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because if we don't talk about the character or we're not asking each other questions, then I don't think it's a great episode.
That's another thing that I feel like it took a while to learn was I feel like in the beginning we really tried to stay out of each other's way in terms of whoever was teaching the lesson, allowing them to say everything they needed to say.
You know, Ashley, I think really in the beginning, we really tried to stay out of each other's way. I think that was a thing we did a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now we will interject more and try to make it more conversational or ask more questions.
Oh, I meant that now I think we make it a lot more conversational, Ashley.
The people on iTunes hate you right now.
I don't care.
They hate your guts right now.
Oh, boy. I don't get it. But yes, we now... We
used to like fully save the discussion for the discussion portion, and now we'll sprinkle it a little more throughout.
I think it's better sprinkled throughout.
I agree.
You know,
I do agree.
Instead of just regurgitating information, because then it makes. And I think that's the reason why I suggested the change at first. I was like, we can't go more than 10 minutes without having a conversation because then it's just, you're just hearing one person's voice
by rote
for so long. Mm-hmm. And it becomes a little, you know, and that's, we're a two person podcast. We're a two person podcast, not a one person podcast.
Yeah.
So, but now we don't care if we interrupt each other or any of this other stuff and yada, yada, yada and whatnot and yuck, 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 yuck. I don't know. We talked about failures.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is one of the greatest successes of Geek History Lesson? Let's go the opposite way. Like, what do you think, if you could point to a really big success of GHL, what would you say it is?
So success is relative, right? Just as failure is relative. I mean, Geek History Lesson in a lot of ways has afforded us a lot of things. Geek History Lesson.
Like a mansion and a yacht and a penguin.
Yeah, he says that as we prepare to move into a smaller apartment. No, but I mean, Geek History Lesson has afforded us a fan base and a group of friends and a group of followers and supporters that allowed us to do things like Jupiter Jet and the Red Shirt Diaries and Science and Super Best Friend and Super Soldiers and Aurora and the Charity Drive. Like, having this platform, and it's certainly not the biggest platform by any stretch of the imagination. And even Patreon, like it's allowed us to really understand like who we have in our corner and how to tailor our content to you as well.
It's allowed us to take some fun chances that I don't think we would have taken otherwise. I mean, I will say I really love our Mind University students because I find that they're generally a very fun, very easygoing, very intelligent bunch.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that is because we curate it. I came from the YouTube world and I came from very much, you know, comments were go kill yourself every day.
Yeah.
Every single day. Or I hope your mom dies of cancer. And I'm not.
That's a real comment.
By the way, I will say we always make fun of that. But that's because no joke, I saw those on all our videos.
Mm-hmm.
And no joke, when I was working on Rhett and Link and Honest Trailers and DC Comics, those comments were there every single video. There is just a group of idiot trolls who do that on every video, and that's like how they get their jollies. But I'm so glad, and because I think we chided against that for so long, I think we've made like a really, really great group. Like, we have an amazing group over on the super friends over our patrons are fantastic.
Yeah, and
they're really cool.
And I will say that's probably the best thing that I got out of Geek History Lesson is our super friends. And I also appreciate how respectfully they will add information or correct us or things like that. Like, we had, I can't remember who it was. It might have been David Skelton. But somebody mentioned, they were like, hey, you guys say crazy a lot, and that's we're acknowledging now that that's ableist language. So I like you guys.
And that's me. I totally admit that.
And he linked to the article explaining it. And I was like, I have no problem with you calling us in, with you letting us know we made a mistake. But there's a huge difference between doing it respectfully like that. You know, coming to YouTube and being like, fucking kill yourself.
Yeah. Exactly. I will say, like, one of my fondest memories of Geek History Lesson is, one, the live show was so cool.
Yeah.
And then two, we went to Toronto for a friend's wedding. And at the last minute, we just put on the Geek History Lesson Twitter and the Facebook that we were going to be at this bar on Sunday from like 1 to 3 p.m., and we had like 25 people show up.
Yeah,
it was cool. Really cool. Yeah, it was so cool. And then another one of my fondest memories is when we went to London in 2017.
Yes.
And the very first thing we did.
Yes.
Was, and also because of the jet lag, was we went to Abbey Road.
At like 6 a.m.
It was like 7. It was like 7 a.m. But, and we were walking up to Abbey Road, and this gentleman across the street was like, Jason Ashley.
Yeah.
And we were like, hello? And he was just like, I love Geek History Lesson.
Yeah. And then he was like, I'd love to show you around, but I have to go to work. And we were like, hello.
Yeah. And he was like, what are you doing here? And we were like, I'm going to see Abbey Road.
By the way, a hot tip, if you want to take the crosswalk picture, go at like 6 or 7 a.m.
There was nobody there.
The traffic is low and slow, and you will not have a lot of angry Brits at you. Jason took his picture totally safe.
Oh, it was awesome. It was awesome. Yeah. Because we kind of hung around the area for a couple hours, had a nice tea and a breakfast, and then we kind of just walked.
At the Beatles Cafe.
Well, yes, and we had to wait for the gift shop to open. Yeah. And when we went back, there were all these tourists, and then, it was the constant British people being like, get out of the way!
I truly don't know.
Yo, wanka!
I don't know how Londoners, why would you even drive down that part of the street?
I would never. I would never do it. I would avoid it like the plague.
It's like in LA, it's like when you have to do the 7-way crosswalk in Beverly Hills.
Well, I was actually going to say, because I've done that, had to do this several times.
Or Hollywood and Highland.
It's any time you have to go through Hollywood or Highland, uh-huh. And you know there's a movie premiere.
Oh, yes, or a award show. Yep.
Now, if anybody doesn't know, Hollywood and Highland is the intersection right by
I think it's the Kodak Theater now, or the Dolby Theater?
It's the Dolby Theater.
I don't know, the previously Man's Chinese Theater.
Yes, and then right across the street is the El Capitan, which is the Disney Theater. Yeah. So all the Marvel movies premiere at the El Capitan. And then every other movie premieres basically at the Kodak Theater.
Yeah.
Or the Dolby Theater.
I don't know.
The Dolby Theater is also where the Oscars happen. So if there's a movie premiere in town, it's always on that street, and they block it off, and the traffic is insane.
Is that where you went for the Justice League premiere?
It is.
That's where we went for Avengers.
Avengers what?
Didn't we go? Was it Avengers?
We went for Civil War.
Oh, Civil War!
But it was basically Avengers Civil War.
Yeah.
But yes, we went to Captain America Civil War. That's where we met Damien
Poitier
for the very first time.
Yeah.
Future, or he's not future now. Past HL guest.
Yeah.
Who's going
to friend? Yeah. Present friend.
Yeah, that was where we met him for the very first time.
Yeah.
No, because that was where I went to the Justice League premiere, and I might have told the story before, but one of the funniest things was I went down to the concessions.
Uh huh.
And I saw Joe Manganiello. I don't know how to say his last
name.
Chuck
Mangione.
Deathstroke.
Yeah.
And I think I texted you and immediately was like, I think Deathstroke's at Justice League. And you were like, why? And I was like, because I just saw him in the lobby.
Yeah.
And I was like, why else would he be here?
Yeah.
Now, I know they invite like lots of weird and strange guests, but there had been rumors at that time that he was Deathstroke. And so I was like, he's probably Deathstroke.
It's too bad. He would have been a great Deathstroke.
He still might.
That's true. I will say,
at the time of this recording, we have not seen the Snyder cut, but
sure.
he's in there.
I want to say, not counting him, because I feel like based on having only seen him in a costume test, you can't really, what is essentially a costume test? You can't have an opinion. I think we're 3 for 3 on Deathstrokes. In terms of major Deathstrokes.
You mean the Isai Morales and help me out with Arrows. What's his name? Manu Bennett.
Yeah, and then I would also count Ron Perlman, because his Teen Titans is so.
Well, then if that's
prolific.
The case, we're 4 for 4.
Who's the other?
Manu Bennett,
yeah.
Joe Mangione, Isai Morales from Titans, and Ron Perlman. 4.
Yeah, but we haven't seen Joe Manganiello.
He was in the last scene of the Justice League theatrical cut.
He didn't say anything.
Yeah, he did.
Jason, it was basically a costume test. He didn't do any acting in it. He looked great in the suit.
He posed real well.
He did. He's a handsome gent, but I don't feel like we
I don't want to get too far down this road because he literally could be in 55 minutes of that extendo cut of Justice League.
Look, we haven't.
And we'd never know.
We've already said we haven't seen it. I don't even know if I want to see it anymore.
Let's not go down this road. This is a Geek History lesson, not a weird extendo cut.
Yeah, there you go.
I call it extendo cut. That's
sure
correct. That's what I'm gonna call it.
Jason,
and if you're excited to see it, yay. I'm excited to see it too.
Amazing.
I was at the world premiere. Where were you?
Yeah, and I just love how you got invited to that. That's very funny.
It's a very funny story that I'll never tell.
Nope. Are there, at the time of this recording,
okay,
are there any characters we haven't covered on Geek History Lesson that you are like dying to talk about?
That's tough.
For me, for a long time, it was Sailor Moon. And I kept waiting for this mystical third season of Sailor Moon Crystal for us to talk about. And then we finally did it last year because they had a couple movies that were supposed to have premiered.
Well, we should talk a little bit about this. This will be an interesting thing. We always try to tie in Geek History Lesson subjects into SEO. If you don't know, that's search engine optimization. Just because if people are, you know, searching for the thing, that'll happen. Now, very quickly on, we ran through a lot of the big ones. Now, there's still a lot of big ones we haven't done, but also we got to a point in 2019 where we realized, man, we should probably slow down because if we don't, we might end this podcast prematurely just because we'll have nothing to talk about. Mm-hmm. So we slowed down, we introduced a lot more discussions. And then the pandemic happened, and that kind of kiboshed tying into SEO altogether. So then we just decided to start like going through fan topics and start pulling in things that we just haven't. We were like, okay, you know, Moon Knight, let's do it. Let's do Moon Knight. Let's talk about Moon Knight. Let's figure out where Moon Knight's going. Jonathan Kent, Superboy, let's just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Forget about it. No, not really. I mean, the golden white whale is Legion of Superheroes.
Mm-hmm.
But God, Legion of Superheroes is going to be so hard, which is the reason why I hold back. I'll tell you this. I would love to do a Heroes Reborn episode because I talk about Heroes Reborn so much. But I don't want to do it because for me, there's no value to the episode if I literally just regurgitate the plot of Heroes Reborn.
Yeah, that was something that we struggled with Book Club, which is why we stopped doing Book Club regularly.
Yeah.
Was kind of weird to me.
So let me finish my report real quick.
Sure.
I would only want to do Heroes Reborn if we could get Jim Lee or Rob Liefeld.
I was going to say that, yeah.
And we could make it sort of a walking commentary of Heroes Reborn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
That was my whole, I was going to say the only way to do it would be if you could get one of the creators.
Yeah, yeah. And you talked about that with Book Club. We did Book Club for a long time and
we did Book Club for like 2 years.
Yeah.
And we've done some sporadic ones here and there as well.
Yeah, and if there are future ones like to do it like...
Like we did March, of course, to honor John Lewis.
You know, like I'm not certain when Batman and the Long Halloween's coming out.
I don't know, man.
But that might be a good one to do when that animated movie comes out.
I also feel like I've had pandemic brain for so long that I forget that movies are coming out. Like somebody on Twitter was like, are you going to do something for Shang-Chi when Shang-Chi comes out? And I was like, there's no movies coming out this year.
Well, I
mean, Shang-Chi is slated to come out this year.
We have been holding James Bond, Daniel Craig for almost 8 months now.
And wait, have we released Yelena Belova yet?
No.
Yeah, like that's but another.
We recorded Lena Bologna like 5 months ago,
and
4 months ago.
Wrote it in 2019, at the end of 2019.
Yep. And we're holding them because, like,
will pop up with SEO. That's why.
Yeah, listeners.
And people will be interested.
Yes, and listeners are probably like, why don't you just release it now? But it's like, we know the episode will get more listens. It's just like ratings, everybody. You don't just throw out the episode, you wait, you plan. You know, that's how.
Or sweeps. There's a reference.
Yeah, there you
it doesn't
sweeps.
Matter anymore.
Yeah, it really doesn't matter anymore because broadcast doesn't matter. Ashley, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What is your. This might be a good question to end it on.
Sure.
Talking about failures and successes of, let's be honest in both, okay? What is your favorite part? And I'll have a follow-up. We'll both answer this one.
Sure,
and then
sure.
What is your favorite part about the Geek History Lesson process? Like, what is, from what is your favorite thing to do when you do a Geek Hush Lawson episode?
The recording itself.
Yeah.
That episode. Mm-hmm. This is my favorite part.
Mine too. I actually really dislike the research. I'm going to flat out say it.
The research is a mixed bag.
Yeah.
Because sometimes to get an accurate view of a character, you have to read a lot of stuff that's not very good.
You got
to
read some really
bad stories. I'm going to walk that back. It's not even that it's not very good. It's just not to your taste.
Exactly.
I had to read a lot of Jessica Jones when I taught Jessica Jones, mm-hmm. and I did not like one single second of it.
And if you like Jessica Jones, it's fine.
And it doesn't mean that it's not valuable, and it doesn't mean that it was not worth my time,
and it doesn't mean
that it's not great comics, but like that can take up 8-12 hours of your time.
Yeah.
And that can be a lot of it. It's just like acting. Like, the performance is the best part because you're my favorite person in the world to talk to.
Oh, that's very nice. I love recording it as well.
Yeah.
The recording is so much fun. And I know a lot of people talk about, and I've seen this comment online, and a lot of people always think, like, when I bring in the impressions, mm-hmm. that the impressions is me making fun of Ashley or thinking that your lesson is boring.
No,
it's completely untrue.
I've literally never felt that way.
We're being honest. I have seen that comment.
Sure.
And I'm here to flat out say that comment is 100% grade A bullshit.
Mm.
If you go back and listen, I bring out the impressions when I'm very interested because I'm like jibing so much on what Ashley is giving me.
Or you've just picked up a tidbit that you think is really interesting.
Yes, that's exactly right. The impressions come when I'm excited and I'm having fun.
Well, now too, like,
if I'm bored, I stay quiet.
Now we have enough. Yeah, go listen to any of our anime episodes. Where, geez, you can literally, in the Voltron episode, and I don't mean this as an insult.
It's fine.
You can hear the minute Jason's brain turns off.
It's just because
Digimon is the same way.
Well, you know what?
And it's a lot of names, and it's a lot of names in not a language that we're fluent in.
One, it's just because I didn't understand it.
Yeah.
Two, Ashley, we should tell them the Voltron news.
What Voltron news?
That we're watching Voltron.
Are we watching?
We're going
it?
To. Ashley, I was trying to. Okay.
Jason,
if you want to talk about a podcast failure, I was trying to get Ashley to say that we had already watched it because at the time of this recording, we're about to start it. And by the time you hear this, we'll be deep into it.
That's true.
And I was trying to set Ashley up for that.
Jason has, yes, hopefully by this point, we will be. We might be done it by this point.
By the time you guys hear this episode, we might be completely done with Voltron.
Yeah, yeah.
But I agreed to watch Voltron.
Yes.
So at the time of this recording, we might be watching. We're gonna start it anytime soon. By the time you hear this, we might be completely done.
I don't know. I'm gonna forget that we talked about this, so I will never.
Yeah.
I will never.
That was the news because I knew a lot of people. I saw a lot of comments, but anyways. Yeah.
Oh yes, but now that we have so many characters, now when I'm writing lessons, I will bring up stuff even if it's not important because I know that a character might be brought in.
Like Tex will show up or something
like
that.
Yeah, like anytime Nightcrawler even kind of shows up, even if it's a very boring B storyline, like I did that a lot during the Kitty Pryde episode.
Yeah.
Just so that we could talk.
Yeah.
Or Doctor Strange is the same way.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. The magic episode was that way. Like, it was like everybody showed up weirdly.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was not planning on it, but you kept making reference. I was like, holy cow, every character is going to show up in this
Dr.
episode.
Dr. Strange saves her like three or four times.
I didn't think the magic episode was going to be the episode where the entire crew walked in.
Liana is a gift that just keeps on giving.
Let me ask you this, Ashley.
Jason.
Final question.
Sure.
If you could go back and redo, I'm sorry, I'm shaking the table. My apologies. See, you just admit your mistakes on the air. It all works out, everybody. If you could go back in time and give your past self or let's say like we're not going to actually do this, everybody, re-record an episode of GHL. Is there one that sticks out to you that
you
change?
Yeah, there's two for me.
Okay.
Black Canary.
How that was a long time ago, wasn't it?
Four, I believe.
Okay. That was episode four.
Because I taught Black Canary. I wrote that lesson off my phone into a notebook. I used to write my notes in a notebook because I was stupid.
Yeah, I remember when you did that.
While I was sitting in an audition room.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was literally just working too fast and not paying enough attention. And it definitely came out in the episode. The other one I would redo was Katana because I misread something.
Mm-hmm.
So The story of Katana is that two brothers fought for the love of Tetsu. I made the mistake and said that they were her brothers. They were not her brothers.
And it happens.
Screamed at me. And it was just because I was like working really fast and I wasn't super interested in the origin. Yeah. And those are like two that I would definitely want to go and redo and get right, because they're two characters that I actually give a shit about.
Yeah.
And I just wish I'd done better because I think they're great characters. Are there any for you that stand out?
It's so funny too as well. We'll still get terrible, terrible, terrible YouTube comments on past episodes of GHL, because we upload the GHL episodes on YouTube about our mistakes and corrections.
I love it when we make predictions and people are like, you're stupid. They didn't even do that in WandaVision. And you're like, we recorded that 8 years
before. 5 years ago, dumb.
Yeah.
But that's the other thing about it, is it doesn't matter how, even Dan Carlin's hardcore history gets stuff wrong.
Yeah, absolutely.
No podcast is 100%. If you can't forgive that, go fuck yourself.
Or scream at your phone and then get over it.
You know, is there one I would redo? You know, the one that really stands out to me, and I'm sorry, this is one of yours, is that it is, and this is a lesson that we learned. It was Captain Marvel.
Yes, that's another one for me.
Because that's a very early one.
That's episode 2.
It's episode 2. It's a very early one, and you and I are not huge fans of Carol Danvers, and I think you and I spent most of the episode punching down on Carol Danvers, and the lesson we learned...
We had not figured out, how to deal with characters that...
We don't like.
Yeah.
So the lesson we learned from that episode was that even if we dislike the character, we've got to find something we do like.
Or that is interesting
to be able to teach the episode.
Yeah.
And we hadn't learned that episode in episode 2.
Yeah.
Now for mine, to be honest with you, I don't know. I think maybe West Coast Avengers, which is episode 100.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't know. I even think now that there's some stuff I bungled on that one, and I think I could have done better and just could have got it better. And yeah, I don't know. But I will say, some of my favorite episodes that people still bring up to me are in our first 100. Like, people still bring up your Tim Drake Robin to me.
Nightwing as well.
Nightwing's another one. People still talk to me about Spider-Man part 1 and part 2.
Which I think was our first two-parter.
It was our first two-parter.
And I was like, we don't need
it. You were against two-parters, and I was like, there's no way I can fit it in.
I was like, do better, yep. Jason.
And then when I got to the Fantastic Four, I was like, there's no way I could do it in two. Yeah. The Peter Parker, just because I think it has one of our greatest GHL jokes of what is Peter Parker's greatest enemy? Poverty.
Yeah. I also remember, because we had a weird echo to that in our Geek Con episode.
Yeah.
Where
that's another one I'd redo.
It was live.
Sure.
It was what it was. There were really great things that Brandon Noel gave us that amazing fan art at
that is.
Convention.
He did.
But we had Omar Najam, formerly of the Two Broke Geeks, currently of having worked on a television show with Jason.
Yep.
We were doing a Robin quiz.
Yes.
And your question was, what killed Tim Drake's parents?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it was just his mom or his dad. And Omar was like, I don't know, diabetes. Because he was, and that was when you had this crazy idea that we were going to do like a challenge. If we got questions wrong, we had to put bubble gum in our mouth. And I think Omar got every question. Omar was like 6 pieces in by that point.
Yeah.
So if you're into ASMR, you'll probably love that episode.
Yeah.
But he's basically incomprehensible by that point.
Yeah.
Also former co-star of the Retro Diaries.
That's correct. Yeah. There you go. Any final thoughts?
GHL's great. Tell your friends.
I enjoy doing Geek History Lesson.
So do I.
It's very hard sometimes.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. But I'm really happy that when we put out the call, and we talk about this all the time, but when we put out the call like 4 years ago and we're like, we have to end the podcast because we literally just can't afford to. And everybody came to the Patreon, and everybody, you guys listening to this, you came to the Patreon, and like, you guys...
People showed up.
You literally saved Geek History Lesson. And without it, it would not have happened. And to be honest with you, now we're at the point of Geek History Lesson that I'm like, it would have to be something very serious for us to end it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just like doing it so much.
Yeah.
And there you go. All right. So last section of this podcast of Jason and Ashley's Excellent Adventures is, what are we reading?
Yeah.
What's you reading, Ashley?
So right now I am finishing up a book called Hag, Forgotten Folk Tales Retold.
Wait, so many words. Say that one more time.
Hag, Forgotten Folktales, Retold.
Okay.
Which was gifted to me by sweet listener, good friend, and my UK cousin, Jordan Dunn.
Oh, Jordan.
We love, who also has a great podcast of her own, Books to Last. It's in its first year.
Yeah, have we talked about this one before?
We have.
Didn't we talk about Jordan's podcast last time?
Yes, but I'm trying to be a nice supportive friend.
No, no. Will Jordan hear this, by the way?
Yes, she will.
Oh, hey. Hi, Jordan.
I don't know when she'll hear it, but she will hear it at some
true.
Point in the future.
I'm just going to say again that, what's the name of the podcast again?
Books to Last.
Books to Last. I want to be a guest on that as soon as possible.
Yeah.
And I'm going to send threatening letters to you.
You can
tell.
I mean, we have her home address. She mailed this to me in the post.
Oh, boy. All right.
It's really great. It's a lot of like European folklore, and then a lot of it is retold through a feminist perspective. There's lots of witches in it. Jordan has excellent taste and curates excellent gifts of books. So thank you so much.
And her podcast is all about books.
Friends. It is.
Which is why I want to be on it.
It's like Desert Island Discs, but about books. And if you say the Odyssey and talk about how it's better than the Iliad, I'm going to be mad.
That's exactly what I'm going to do.
So mad.
Mm-hmm. Because it is better.
It's not.
It is so much better.
It is not.
It is so much better.
False. What are you reading?
If you want to suggest the Odyssey versus the Iliad to feature Jason and Ashley's Excellent Adventures, we'd be down.
Oh my God. Talk about a fucking niche. You don't think we're niche enough with our little funny books?
So the book I'm reading has more pictures than words, but that's okay. It is Star Trek, the motion picture, the art, and the visual effects. It's one of those like movie art books. And they finally did it because, you know, we're past the 40th. It came out in 1978.
I'm not going to pretend I can do that math.
So it's a great.
As far as I'm concerned, the 80s was still 20 years ago.
it's a great art book. Star Trek: The Motion Picture is one of the underappreciated Star Trek movies because it's one of them that everybody thinks is bad, and it is. It does have a lot of faults, but to be honest with you, I think it has one of the best stories, and it's one of the only Star Trek movies that I actually think looks like a film and doesn't look like a cheap TV episode.
It is beautiful, but as Michael Gaines says, it's great if you take out all the boring parts.
I fully admit that Star Trek The Motion...
It's slow.
Star Trek The Motion Picture is a film that should be watched with fast forward readily available. Now, that yes. is because they made all these visual effects that
and they're showing them off for the time.
Which is brand new for the first time. Yeah. And so, like, there's 15 minutes of the Star Trek crew watching special effects. But this book is all about that and how they did it and how they did kaleidoscopes and how they actually built a giant size V'ger. Star Trek The Motion Picture is one of my favorite Star Trek films. And this is a great book about that.
Great.
So go check it out. It's on Amazon. It's really
good. There you
go. A lot of pictures.
We're going to link. We always link them in the show.
A lot of 1970s pictures of the Star Trek crew if you want to see them.
We love.
Big sideburns.
Who still looks good?
In 1978?
Yeah.
Chekhov?
Well, Leonard Nimoy looked the same until basically right before he died.
Oh, no, 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 no. 1977, which is when they would have filmed this, Leonard Nimoy, mm-hmm. you can see the smoker's lines.
Oh, yeah. I just think he's the kind of person who, like, looks cooler the more severe he looks. And he just gets more severe with age.
Yeah.
He's like one of them thin old people.
He was always thin. He always looked good. But, like, you could see in the 10 years from TOS that, like, because Leonard Nimoy, by the way, classic chain smoker.
Yeah, famously. Yeah. Also, eventually, what killed him.
And, yeah, you could see that the mm-hmm. smoke was definitely... George Takei looks pretty good.
I was going to say, hot take, George Takei has aged very well.
Actually, you know what?
Also, Nichelle is still, to this day, absolutely gorgeous.
You know what? I'm going to put this one out there. Star Trek The Motion Picture is the best Scotty ever looked. Because this is Scotty at his peak with a mustache, but he doesn't have gray hair yet.
Yeah.
And he's not overweight.
He's not super chunk.
He starts getting...
Which is not to say that you can't be overweight and good looking.
Look, and I don't mean any insults to one of the greatest actors of all time.
One of the finest Canadians.
James Doohan and World War II D-Day veteran.
Hero, yeah.
But Rathacon on... Even in Rathacon, he...
It's a little rough.
He was gaining some weight.
Look, him and Shatner, it's peak, a little rough.
Peak Scotty is a motion picture. So I'm going to go James Doohan.
There you go.
Looked the best. Also, the USS Enterprise, because I love the refit.
She's a beautiful ship.
I like the refit better than the original.
Someone is smacking you through their iPhone
right
now.
I don't care. And this is where we try to figure out how to end the podcast. But you know how the way, you know, the great thing about having the board is?
You can just end it with me saying the Defiant is the greatest Star Trek ship. Fight me.
Well, the Defiant is the greatest Star Trek ship. Fight
me. Yeah, it's just a scientific
100%,
fact.
100%. No, we just play the music and we bring it in. And the music fades out. Hi, everybody. I'm Jason.
I'm Ashley.
And I hope you had some excellent adventures. Goodbye.
Bye.